ABC News. American passengers quarantined aboard a cruise ship stationed off Japan have begun leaving the vessel, where more than 350 cases of the new coronavirus have been confirmed. This amounts to more than half of all the cases outside China. The US authorities offered their nationals a chance to fly home and face 2 weeks of isolation there. The French Health Minister, Agnès Buzyn, has replaced President Emmanuel Macron's original candidate for mayor of Paris, who was brought down by sex tape. Ms. Buzyn said she was out to win next month's election. Hundreds of people in Lebanon have been rushing to buy plane tickets after several major airlines suddenly announced they would accept payment only in US dollars from Monday. Lebanon is in the throes of a financial crisis. Syrian state media have reported that government forces have now seized most of Aleppo province as a result of the current Russian-backed offensive. Reports say that Russian warplanes carried out heavy airstrikes, after which Syrian ground troops reportedly moved into the area. On a visit to Senegal, the US Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, has overseen the signing of several private sector deals with American firms. The projects were announced at a time when China and Russia are deepening their ties across Africa. A Colombian indigenous leader has been killed by unknown gunmen. Emilio Doqui had received death threats from drug trafficking gangs. Violence has escalated since the FARC rebel group signed a peace deal with the government 3 years ago. Elton John has cut short a concert in New Zealand after losing his voice halfway through the set because of pneumonia. Sir Elton appeared to break down in tears during the performance in Auckland. He apologised to the audience. BBC News.